Illinois.
Another team in the Big Ten to keep your eyes on, just because they lost a lot and they have a new coach who in his first year inherited players that Bruce Weber brought into the team, is Illinois. And joining me right now is Jonathan Hettinger of the Daily Illini. John, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. So yeah, what's the feeling around campus right now heading into the first true year where John Gross is going to have his players?
It's a lot of uncertainty, I'd say. There's only three returners, three guys left over from Bruce Weber, Joe Bertrand, Nana Igloo, and Tracy Abrams. And really just nine new guys overall this year. So there's just a lot of uncertainty. No one really knows what to expect.
Yeah, and I mean, you got a coach in John Gross who's very, very adept at coaching in-game situations. I actually think he's one of the best in-game coaches in the Big Ten. How does he cope with the losses of DJ Richardson and Brandon Paul, who basically accounted for most of your scoring?
Yeah, I think that people are waiting to see that on that a lot. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of confidence in him because he did overachieve last year, definitely. But this year, I think that the scoring that's kind of one of the biggest question marks, because DJ and Brandon were big scorers, and then also Tyler Griffey was a big scorer last year for the Illini. And then, so this year, I think that they'll be counting on Ravonte Rice. He's a transfer from Drake University. He's a junior, and he averaged almost 17 points per game as a sophomore at Drake 2 years ago. And he'll be starting, and also Joseph Bertrand, who was around with DJ and Brandon, but redshirted his freshman year, so he'll be off by himself for the first time. And I think he'll be looked to add a lot of the scoring. And also Tracy Abrams, the starting point guard, has kind of developed into his own a little bit more. Last year he started scoring a lot more. He started the last two seasons, but then last year he had 22 double-digit scoring games. So I think that Illinois will rely a lot more on him this year.
So is Tracy Abrams the so-called leader offensively? Is he going to be the guy that when the game's coming down to the wire or they need a bucket, is he going to be the guy to replace Brandon Paul?
I would say most likely him or Ravonte Rice. Ravonte Rice in the exhibition and the scrimmage, fans have been really impressed with his ability to get to the basket. He's a lot more of a scorer than anyone else is that Illinois has. And last year, Illinois relied a lot on a three-point shot, but I think that that's going to be a lot different this year. The other day, during the exhibition, they only shot, I think, 17% or something like that from three-point. So I think that that's going to be a lot different. And also Nana Igloo, he's grown a lot. He's matured a lot. He looks a lot bigger. I think he's going to be more of a post for the Illini.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about Egwu, but you basically answered that for me. You watched them scrimmage, as you previously said. Was there anything that stood out in particular? Was there a new style of play that John Gross was kind of incorporate?
The main thing this year, I think, is with the style of play is, I mean, they're definitely shooting a lot less three-pointers because last year, for a long time, they led the nation in most three-pointers per game, and they were very heavily relied on the three. But then this year, I think that, they've been getting it a lot more to Igloo down low. Last year, he took a lot of jump shots, mid-range jumpers, but this year he's been working closer to the basket. His post moves have seemed much improved. And then also, there's the five starters are all upperclassmen, but then everyone on the bench is a freshman, so they pretty much rely a lot on the other day they had Joseph Bertrand, the redshirt or fifth-year senior, and four freshmen in, and that kind of provided a big boost because they were playing a lot of smaller ball, like where they have one forward and then four guards, which is something they didn't play a lot of last year, but you can see it a little bit, and also they've got another stretch four in John Eakey, who's going to replace Tyler Griffey, basically. It's a similar body build. I think he's 6'9", and he's tall. He can shoot the three. I don't know if he's as good of a defender as Griffey was, but I think that he will provide us a stretch four for the Illini.
Cool. And obviously, you're taking a little bit of a step back from last year to this year in terms of overall talent, especially offensively. Give me a best case, worst case scenario for this Illini team in the upcoming year.
I've kind of been thinking about that recently. I was talking to some of my friends yesterday, old sports editors at the Daily Illini and stuff. And I was thinking like fourth through eighth, basically. Like fourth in the Big Ten would be the absolute best probably they could do this year. And they're gonna take a step back. I think expectations were a little bit higher when Ahmad Starks, he was a
transfer
from Oregon State. They thought that he was gonna be able to play.
Yeah.
But since he was not granted a waiver to play this year, expectations slowed down a little bit. But I would say, like, fourth, make the NCAA tournament, hopefully top, like, six seeds, somewhere in that, I think would be the best case for the Illini, and then probably eighth, and then be a bubble team, or make the NIT would probably be about as low as I would see them going this year.
Yeah, and with Starks coming in next year, and now that he's a transfer from Oregon State, along with top 50 prospects Quentin Snyder and Laron Black, Gross is building something at Illinois, so fans have to be excited, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Cliff Alexander, the number three prospect in the nation, was on campus this weekend, and he was, I know that he tweeted, or he told one of Illinois reporters that he saw more last year than anywhere else that he's been. He went to Kansas, he went to Memphis, he went to a few other places, and I mean, he's gonna announce his decision on November 16th. But I think Illinois fans have high hopes for that too. So I mean, there's a lot of excitement with Quentin Snyder, with Laron Black, with all the transfers that they've been getting, and actually with Stark's waiver decision, Illinois has one more player than they are allowed to have signed for next season. So Gross is gonna have to do some shuffling, and he'll have to do even more if Quentin Alexander commits.
I've heard that over scholarship situation one too many times here in Indiana, so there's that. Jonathan Hettinger of the Daily Illini, thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much.